Do you often find yourself just surviving motherhood? Do you find yourself placing your hope in the next season because this side of mundane motherhood is just too hard? We've all been there, and I'm here to tell you that there is more. And though this generation of mothers are embracing survival mode, I'm here to tell you that you don't belong there. You may be down, but you're not out. And like the righteous man who gets up again and again, we will keep getting up until we're rising from glory to glory in our motherhood. I'm Heather Lee, and this is the Revived Motherhood Podcast. So go grab your coffee. It's probably in the microwave if you're looking for it, and come join me. Hi, friends. Welcome to Revived Motherhood. I'm so glad you're here. Today, we're going to be talking about having an intentional motherhood and what that looks like. We have this incredible pressure on ourselves to make every single moment intentional with our kids. From the moment they wake up, we're expected to make this incredible breakfast that has to be fun, but also healthy and also delicious. To the time they go to bed, we're expected to read them the chapter books as they listen to our voices as they drift off to sleep. And don't forget everything in between of keeping our home spotless. We have to keep up with homeschooling or homework, and don't forget about all the activities. And also, we can't forget to play with them, and don't forget to take care of yourself. Maybe that's an expectation not actually required of us, but because of pride, these are expectations that we place on ourselves. I had this expectation on myself to the highest of standards, and do you know where that left me? It left me feeling pretty weary. It left me feeling like I could always do better and nothing I did was enough. Because even though we had a good homeschool day, there were dishes in the sink and we had pizza for dinner. And on the days I scrubbed and cleaned and loved my children by providing a decently clean home for them, I would remind myself of all the things I didn't do and how I should have made time to take my kids to the park and play with them. As a mom, nothing I did was enough, and that kept me going from striving to striving instead of going from glory to glory. I would often look at what I wasn't doing as their mom, and in comparison, I would look at what everyone else was doing in their highlight reel, and I was comparing my reality to it. And then one day, I realized my mindset was keeping me from thriving and truly enjoying my motherhood. But do you know what I'm learning about thriving in motherhood? That it's more about our mindsets and less about perfection. It's more about finding the beauty in ordinary moments instead of going out of our way to make every area or moment beautiful and perfect. It's more about choosing to do the little things intentionally instead of reaching for an unrealistic expectation. Do you know what my recent goal has been? To make one memory a day and write it down, so that a week, a month, a year, or years from now, I won't remember or focus on all the things I didn't do or even fell short of, but I will think on and remember the things I did with my children every day. Some days it's as adventurous as going on a day trip to somewhere new and exciting. Other days, it's laying on the couch in our pajamas, watching TV and snuggling my babies and keeping them close. Mama, you don't have to go above and beyond every day with an unrealistic expectation that leaves no room for grace and no room for rest. But instead, live in the moment where you are. Do your best and live from the Father's rest. Pick your favorite moment of the day and write it down. Stop living in the condemnation and guilt of all the things you didn't do or messed up on, but remember God's grace in your life and focus on what you did do with to love your children well today. Because of that moment, you can write it off as intentional, knowing you did your best, and that is enough. Thanks so much for joining me today, friends. If you would love to connect with me on Instagram, I'd love to have you. You can go follow me at Revived Motherhood. We have a fun community over there, and you can find daily motherhood encouragement. I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't, and share with your friends. And if you haven't yet, please leave a review. It would mean so much to me, and it would also help this podcast get in the hands of other moms who might need encouragement. I hope you guys are having a wonderful week. Love you guys. Bye.